If you're waking up in the morning, maybe not feeling your best, it could be because you're dehydrated or not getting what you need. And that is why I love Liquid IV. I am a morning workout person, and it is so important for me to make sure that I am hydrated, I feel good, I have the energy that I need. And you probably know Liquid IV for their popular hydration mix. Their energy multiplier is an absolute game changer, and it gives you that little extra boost that we all need. One stick is like drinking 2 cups of coffee, and it's an all-natural alternative to processed energy drinks for sustained energy throughout the day. Liquid IV's cellular transport technology delivers an optimal ratio of nutrients for more efficient uptake. Enhanced rapid absorption into bloodstream gives you a lasting energy boost fast, power your mornings, and it fuels your long days at work. And it provides a boost for those tough workouts. Clean ingredients, non-GMO, vegan, and free of gluten, dairy, and soy. Extremely convenient packaging that you can literally take anywhere. You can throw it in your gym bag, in your purse. And Liquid IV is also on a mission. The company has donated over 10 million servings globally. In response to COVID-19, over 4 million products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active U.S. military. Grab your energy Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code HAPPY at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code HAPPY at liquidiv.com. Start fueling your adventures today at liquidiv.com, promo code HAPPY.
Those that are listening, just really take a step back and again and think about, how can I serve others with something that I went through? Because it wasn't for them. It wasn't for you. It didn't happen to you. It actually happened for you.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the show. My guest today is Dr. Sonia Stribling. She's a transformation specialist and influence expert known as the General to Giants. She's a retired Army major, a recipient of Barack Obama's Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award, national speaker for the Think and Grow Rich, the Legacy World Tour, and former TV host on Bravo Network. And now she uses this training and experience to lead thousands to their victory in dominating in their space and use their inner power to ascend to their next level in life and business. Having overcome a series of life-changing experiences at a young age, a 21-year military career, a highly decorated combat veteran with a harrowing divorce that left her financially and emotionally bankrupt, Dr. Sonia has drawn upon her past pain to connect her closer to her purpose. Her mission is to use her leadership skills and own her journey as a means to help others ignite their inner strength and realize their true potential as human beings, business owners, and world changers. This was such a great conversation on her past and how she's used that to start a business. And you guys, how you can transform your story to help propel you forward. So let's get started. Sonia, I'm so excited to have you on the show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. I'm super excited to be here as well, Lori. I cannot wait to jump into this.
I know. It's going to be good. I was just talking to you before this briefly, talking about how I went to your Instagram because, you know, I can read the bios and I can read everything online, but then I went to your Instagram and I'm like, okay, every single post that you have could be a podcast. I was like, so this is like a future co-host, or she needs her own podcast. That's what it is.
For sure.
Oh, so I'm really, really grateful to have you here. I know that something for you, you have some like burning topics that you've been really excited to talk about, but I just want to like have all of the guests understand who we're getting to sit with today, because you have such a diverse background. I mean, I'm talking, let's see, Army major, Barack Obama Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award, former Bravo TV host. That's a little bit different from what you were doing. 21-year decorated military career, combat veteran. Oh my gosh, so many things you've gone through, you know, a financial bankruptcy, divorce. You've kind of done it. You've kind of lived about, I don't know, this looks like about 5 or 10 lifetimes in one life. So I just know that there is so much richness and wisdom that I can't wait to dive into, especially with everything, you know, going on in the world right now in the pandemic. So I would love if you could just give us a bit more into that journey, just so we can get to know you a little bit better. And then we're going to dive into some fun stuff.
First, I got to say thank you, Lori, so much. I know you probably hear it, but you probably don't hear it enough for creating such an environment for those listeners that I know that are avid listeners, or they're supportive and all of that, because what you're doing is absolutely needed, especially in this time, in this season and what's going on in the world. So the reason why I think it's so important for a lot of us to kind of, especially women, to get our stories out there and our messages is simply because, and if just a very quick story, so people understand that you read a short snippet of my bio and they're like, oh, she woke up like that. This is not a Beyonce song, right? Yeah. I woke up like this. No, I didn't. And if I can just very briefly go back through my history of having a child at 15 years old and, you know, being raped and left for dead at 17 years old and being in the military for 21 years, being a combat veteran and all of those things. When you say diverse background, I would say that was some stuff for you. And I want to talk to anybody that is listening that more of you can have that level or that background where it's not perfect, as we say, and still come out today on the other side of that. Whatever that other side looks like, for me, it was never going through another bankruptcy another day in my life. For me, it was taking care of my children. For me, it was surviving that 18-year marriage and ending in divorce that took 3 years. And so just coming to where I am now, it's important, I truly believe, for women to understand that they can create, pull their seat up to the table, but even more so, they can create their own table.
Oh my gosh. And I can only imagine the journey in between those. And I want to go there just for a moment because it is really easy to, you know, read people's bios to be like, yeah, but there must have been some sort of magic or some sort of something that made them do it. And I want, if you could just take us back to those moments and that thought process when you didn't have the belief that you could do it, when it was the feeling like you actually don't know how you're going to get out of it. Like, can you tell me what those moments were of like, I want to know the actual dark period of like what the thoughts were and those past beliefs that maybe you learned from family or whatever that was. And then just that little, because we know all it is a glimmer sometimes. All it is a flash, you know, during a Beyonce song in the car that you get of your higher self and then it's over.
For sure. You're like, oh, what happened?
And then you're like, wait, I'm back here in this life. How do I get out? So what was the first moment of like, I'm going to keep taking another step?
So I can, it's every time I share this story, it's like I get very emotional because I was in this very house. I retired from the military. I was laying on my back on my couch in my living room. I'm in my office right now. And I just remember lying on my back and honestly, and just being very transparent, I wanted to take my life that day. I was just tired, but I thought about, and I'll be honest, it was a selfish thing. I was like, I don't want my ex to get my kids, right? Yeah. Like, no, I can't. And then the biggest thing was, I don't want my kids to find me like this because I have one that was in middle school and I have one that was at the University of Michigan playing football. And so I had, and then I have an older son, but he was an adult, right? And so I just remember lying on my back and just having a flashback of all those things that have happened. Oh, you're never going to be able to do this. You went through this divorce and I barely had money in my account to pay bills. Here I am, a U.S. Army retired veteran. I've served my country. I've done all these amazing things, at least on paper, right? Like a lot of us have. And I just remember saying, you know what? Okay. You know what the worst feels like? Because I know I had hit rock bottom. What would it look like? And this was the thought I had. What would it look like on the other side of this? And I just started to, it was a glimpse, as you said. I saw a little bit of light. And I was like, oh, let me go toward the light. What would it look like on the other side of this? And I stopped thinking about myself. And I started thinking about other women going through the exact same thing that I went through.
Yeah.
Would I want them to go through it? And I realized I wouldn't want my worst enemy to go through that. So I remember getting up, and this was like a couple of hours during the day. I went through this whole transformation. I quit. I just take me. No, because of my, my faith, right? I was like, no, I know that's not right. You're not supposed to do that. Your kids are going to find you. And I went through this whole emotional roller coaster in one day. And I remember my eyes being almost shut because I was crying so hard. Good thing I have lashes back then, Lori. It would have been a hot mess.
Truth.
Right?
Yep.
And so I just remember getting up. It's like, okay, what would it be like? Don't focus on you. Focus on those women that are going through the divorce. Focus on the women that are filed bankruptcy. Focus on the women that are left alone. They're taking care of their kids. And I just start focusing on other women, not even thinking it was going to be a multi-million dollar business. This wasn't a thought. I just wanted to help women. And what if I could get paid doing that? And so I slowly but surely stopped focusing on me and start focusing on other women. And when I tell you everything about that day, I still look for that woman, but she doesn't show up. Like, you want to make sure she's gone, right? Okay, where is she at, Lori? Is she coming over there? No, she's not coming.
I so relate.
Right? And because you start thinking about what would it be like on the other side? And so that day of darkness was truly darkness because I had to make a split decision. Are you going to continue this journey? And if you are, you got to continue it differently. You cannot continue to live like this because your children are watching.
Oh, I love that. I love that you shared that because I think that is what I've heard from so many people who are pull themselves out of it is they kind of go to this place of like, what are my options? Like, okay, you allowed yourself to go to the place of if I choose this and do this, you're like, okay, that's not an option anymore because this is how it would look like. You actually allow yourself to go there, like the acceptance of the other side of the darkness. And sometimes I think we like toggle in between that. We don't allow ourselves to go there. Do you still use that today? Like, if I don't do this, what will my life look like?
Oh yeah. I think back to, do I want to go back to that place? I always refer back to that. And the answer is hell no. I don't want to. So what do I need to do today to ensure the future version of me gets better? Because it's all about who you become along the way. And so many entrepreneurs, especially in this area of women, boy, we think we can separate the two. And I got to be very candid. We think, oh, my life can be in disarray and I can have this booming business. Lie. With us, we're emotional beings. Everything that is happening for us is happening to us, is happening for us. And how you do everything is how you do anything. And we cannot separate the two. I don't care how hard we try. We can see the men out there killing it in business. And women are like, reason being, because we have so many things that we're responsible for, to include ourselves and other people. And we have to understand our inner life, I would say, who we are as a person, as a woman, has to be at a good place in order for your business to really go to the next level.
Oh my God. Okay. That's it. Right there.
Yes.
There's some points that I'm just like, this is, I think everybody just completely, all the women who listen to this, which this is a majority female podcast. I can say that when I started on my entrepreneurial journey, it's like I could only go as far as I was willing to grow, like in my personal life, in my relationships, any of it. And it truly does, like, it will throw a legit like stop sign or thorn into whatever you're doing. Like, it'll throw up a wall. So let's say you're even, you have these friend circles that don't support you. It's like, oftentimes we have to go back to these things that are kind of stopping us or we're thinking about or are draining our energy. We have to figure out a way to either patch it up or complete that circle. What would you say to people who are kind of, we'll first talk like beginning level for everybody out there who's listening, who's just like, oh damn, I want to start this business, but I just feel like my whole life is a total shit show right now. Like, where would you say, how do we know where the blaring first place to start would be for that?
Well, if you're at the beginning of this and you're really wanting more, you have to really look at your environment. And I know that's not something that we do. And I don't mean just looking in your purse. I don't have any money. Oh my gosh, I don't have this job. I don't mean like that. But look at your surroundings of who's around you. And are these people going to support you? And when we start thinking about our girlfriends and our friends, and a lot of us think, My bestie and I are about to do this together. Oh, yeah, okay. I got to see that. You rarely see the two go together.
Yeah.
you see one just outgrow the other and they somehow grow apart. And I thought, no, I'm going to be different. And I had besties, you know, that mm-hmm. were supposed to go and grow with me. Didn't happen. And I began to grow and then some things began to transform. And so I would say for anyone, men and women that are listening right now, you have to do an assessment of your environment. Who's there mm-hmm. who's going to support you? And this is the biggest thing, Lori. Be okay if no one in your doggone circle supports you. You yes. have to be okay with you doing it and possibly doing it alone, per se. Mm.
I'm so happy you said that because I think people feel bad. Like we're, especially as females, I don't mm-hmm. know how you were raised. I'm guessing pretty similar mm-hmm. to yeah. like, in order to kind of like measure your value and who you are to people, it's how many people like you and how many people can you please? And, mm-hmm. you know, showing up in the way that makes people happy and be a peacemaker and a nurturer and all of the things. So it feels so opposite of like who we were maybe raised to be or even our right. nurturing ways to be like, mm-hmm. oh my God, I have to cut some people off. Like, oh, people don't like hearing that.
They could see me right now with my hand under my neck. Yeah.
And that is, can you talk about the reward on the other side of making those tough choices?
You know, as we talk about this, I had to go through this myself and it was a lesson learned. It was a hard lesson because I wanted to take everybody with me. Mm-hmm. I wanted everybody to be there. I wanted them to celebrate me when I got on Bravo. I wanted them to celebrate when I was on NBC or Fox or whatever. I wanted my girlfriends and friends and childhood friends to be there, but that wasn't the case. Mm-hmm. And what I can just remember of giving them this biggest gift that I could give them that freed them and myself. It was a mm-hmm. gift of goodbye. And that it was free. It was absolutely free. It was hurtful, but I had to give it because it was either I was going to stay exactly where I was, or I was going to begin to go to these places, the unknown places that I was really afraid to go. And just thinking, I believe, Lori, that 98% of the population, right, that are in a place that they're comfortable. They are people pleasers. They want to, you know, everybody be everybody's best friend and all of that. But I truly believe there's a 2% tile of us that are out there of, do I want to take everybody with me? Yes. Do I want to help everyone that I'm called to serve and help? Yes. However, I realize that not everybody wants that from me. Mm-hmm. And you have to recognize when they want it. And you can't help everybody. And I always tell women, become something and someone to yourself first. Right?
Yes.
You're trying to do everything and everything for everybody else, but become someone and something to yourself first. And I think that's the biggest thing that most people, especially women, have to take, I would say, face to face and have that hard conversation and really get to their next level.
Oh, so it never gets easier. I just need to share that. It becomes a must. Is what mm-hmm. what happens, mm-hmm. I think. It doesn't become easier, but it just becomes like a, crap, there it is. Yeah. Like, I know it's something I have to do. Yeah. It's kind of like working out for me. It's just like, I will never not work out. Like, I'll just do it. It doesn't get easier. I just know I have to do it or I'm going to be, neurotic. So
you've been disciplined to do it though. You had to start somewhere and you started training yourself and being disciplined. Like me working out, I did it for 21 years when I retired. Hate it. I'm done. I am so done. So yeah, it's challenging for most women to really, and people period, just to understand the discipline that comes with all of this.
Okay. That's great that you shared that because it is a discipline which becomes then a habit. And it's funny because we usually relate those things to, you know, things like working out where really it's not, it's tough conversations. So, and that becomes a habit. You're like, oh, the feeling of not having them becomes so much more painful than, the quick, pain of just like facing that thing. So I just, for anybody listening who has a tough conversation, who's still in avoidance, can you share a little bit about why they need to have that conversation? What's going to happen if they don't?
To have the conversation with friends that they may part ways or business.
Yes. And anything that is like that tough conversation of sharing kind of like your truth or why you need to move forward or how something is not going to work for you. Kind of like just the challenging conversations.
The challenging, it starts internally first before you even have it with someone. It's that internal conversation you have with yourself of, do I need to do this? And your gut is going to tell you every single time, yes, you do. Or no, it's not a big deal. Now, most of the time it's going to say, yes, you do. And you go against what your gut is telling you because you just don't feel like doing it. But having that conversation of, that that challenge conversation of, man, do I have to talk about this now? Do we have to address this now? I want everybody to like me. They're not going to like me if I say this. And I remember my mother saying, she said, if everybody likes you, Sonia, we have a problem. I'm like, what do you mean? Probably as a teenager. She said, you're so worried about everybody liking you. How about you start getting around people who celebrate you and not just tolerate you?
Whoa.
That changed it for me. Yeah. Think about it. And everybody listening, just, we have to think back. Am I around people now who are celebrating me? Genuinely celebrating me? Am I celebrating myself? Or I'm just around people that are tolerating me? And soon as left, are they still there? Probably.
Oh man, that is so good. I can think of times in my life where I for sure was just being tolerated by people. Yeah. And that feels horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't express yourself. You can't be yourself. You'll never grow into your highest self because it's not celebrated. It's not welcome. And it's not a safe container to grow and to become who you're meant to be. Wow. That is so good. Okay. So you have been like really, really excited about the topic of being a like kitchen table CEO. Let me know what that means to you and why right now this is so pertinent.
It's like a breath of fresh air. And the reason where I would say where Kitchen Table CEO came is more because of the pandemic, right? And what is happening. And I tell people the world, it really showed us who we are as a country, as a nation, as people, as business owners, as entrepreneurs. It exposed everything. But what it did, it made me realize that we're all in the same ocean, but we're not all in the same boat. And that means that many of you that are listening right now have the opportunity to take something that you already own that's on the inside of you that people probably have been asking you questions about, and you've been helping a single mom, or you've been helping a married couple, or you've been helping women find their next level, or you've been helping women start their podcast, or whatever the case may be, but you've never thought about it as a business. And thinking about it in a way of it is a business, but it is truly your calling. It's your purpose in life. And when we begin to look at this kitchen table CEO, it's literally you being able to sit at your kitchen table, dining room table, living room table, on your bed, wherever you want, and becoming a CEO and really building that level of legacy, that level of worth. I honestly, Laura, I sit back and I was just having a conversation with some of my clients today. Many of them have generated $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 in a short period of time, less than 90 days. We're in a pandemic. How in the world is that possible? Because they clearly now understand that they have something that people need. If you can solve someone else's problem, you will never be broke another day in your life.
So true. I'm over here just amening because I see it every day, and it's what you look for, right? And that's going to bring me to my next question. Like, so many of the things that you have said from the start of this, if you really go back and think about it and listen for everybody listening, so many of your beliefs and how you're viewing things, because right down you said, you know, this pandemic just exposed everything. Like it wasn't necessarily, you didn't say, oh, it's the worst thing ever. Oh my gosh, what do we do? You're like, wow, opportunity. And it kind of just exposed who you are, what was working, what's not, and what you could do. And it's, I think taking those beliefs and applying them to everything that you do is really what makes you successful or not, or to be able to see it. So with that said, the next question for you is, what are some overlying like truths? Like, what are some beliefs for you that, you know, in business, you can literally apply to anything, and it's like a universal truth for you that you've seen no matter what come through for you. If you apply this belief, it's going to help you move through to the next thing.
I would say there's probably two things on that. Number one, you have something that people need, and you've been taking it for granted that it was a big deal or that it was no big deal. And number two, and before I share number two, I want to kind of share this whole thing that is happening. Well, let me go to it. The digital world is where we're at now, and it's probably not going anywhere for a very long time, 10, 15, 20 years. And some have kind of waited, like, I'm going to see, and they've kind of escaped the digital world. But what is happening is like the Walmart came in, like mom and pop stores that were there.
Yeah.
And then Walmart came in and just took over. It wasn't like Walmart wanted to do that, but Walmart was growing with the time. And yes. as an entrepreneur, and I do believe there's two different things. There's an entrepreneur and there's a business owner, right? Entrepreneurs are after this hustle. What's my next best deal? What's my next client? Where am I going to get that? And the business owner is like, okay, I'm in this to win it. Mm. What is it that I need to do to get to my next level? Which takes me to this whole theory. By 2025, the coaching consulting world would be at over $325 billion industry. Now, what I want to ask everyone, what if just a small percentage of that was in your household?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How would life change for you, right? Mm. If you knew that if you could just get in while the wave is coming, let me get on this surfboard, let me get on it. if you can get on it right now and really ride it out, what would you do differently? And I would challenge many of you to think about it like this. This whole world, this is the first time in history, right? That, you know, we have the industrial age. We have all those ages back then. You weren't born into money, so you would probably die poor, right? Mm-hmm. Now you're looking at this era. You don't have to be born into money. You can create wealth from your knowledge and your expertise. You just have to understand this one very simple thing, Lori. You have to understand how to package it.
Mm.
That's where the whole kitchen table CEO theory, and I get so passionate about it because now it gives women like ourselves the opportunity to go, it's like, you know what? Let me write my own check.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to go get a job, right? I don't have to go get another level of education. I thought, if I could just be real, I thought if I went and got a PhD,
yeah,
it was going to help me make all of this money. I was just going to, right. It didn't. And so now when people, well, what's your degree in? And I kind of chuckle like, huh? Oh yeah, I have a PhD. I'm a licensed clinical faith-based counselor. That's what I was. I said transform because I understand this consulting world at a whole nother level. And it gives you the opportunity to create, go from zero to 100K a year, 100K a month, even 100K weeks. And I sit back like I almost missed it because I thought education, I had to have more of it.
Yes.
And that's not what I needed.
Wow. I spent a lot of years in that place of like, I don't have the education. I have this. I have all of these different things that I blamed until I was like, wait a minute, what is this internet thing? Mm-hmm. I was like, hold on. Wait, these people really like, they like what you're saying. They like come and tune into you. They want more of this information and they're not sitting here going, can you tell me where you were educated at? They're like, wow, this is helping me change. Mm-hmm. And so I think if you, just like you said, like if you can create a result, if you've created a result within yourself from who you were to who you are now, and it's like, damn girl, nice job. You can apply that to someone else. That's a start. So let's start like low level and then I want to move up, to people who maybe are kind of like stuck at or wanting to make six figures or wanting to move into seven figures. So let's first talk about the people who are just completely pivoting and like, wow, okay, I definitely want to ride this wave, mm-hmm. And starting to wonder what questions they should be figuring out to see how they can help and what their mission is.
Right. That's a great question. So it is more of, I want them to really think about, now let me slow down on this because I get excited and I'll start talking fast. Think about that one thing, and it may be multiple things that people ask you about all the time. And you just, I call it, you just list it off. You need to do this. You need to do that. How do you bake that cake? You put this in there, you put that, and you just go on because you're so passionate about it. What is that thing, that item that you can help someone else solve a problem about? There's something that you went through in your life. For me, I just started out, I was a divorce coach. You know why? Because I didn't want another woman to go through all of that. That's how I started. It's like, let me just help women through the process of divorce so they don't worry about their ex, so they take care of their kids, they get things settled, you know, financially. If they didn't have a job, hey, let's figure out what your skills are, what do you need to do. And it went quickly from that to relationship, being a relationship expert. Imagine that. I've been through a divorce, but people still wanted my expertise. Right. Like, this is odd. Why are you asking me? They kept asking. And one day, and this is the biggest thing that I really want people to hear. I was standing on the stage. I was in a room, probably about 1,000 women. And I was so into my book. I've written a book about divorce, and all of that. But I remember coming down off the stage and people were just surrounding me and my team was there and people were running to the table about book and all of that. But this one lady came and tapped me on my shoulder and she said, "Excuse me, Dr. Sonia, I've been following you for years and I just want to know, I need your help." And I said, "Well, just go to the table for the book and your relationship." She's like, "No, not in the area of relationships." Mm-hmm. I was like, "What else can I help you with?" She said, "I want you to show me how you built your business because I watch you do this." There was no Facebook ads. There was none of that. It was all organic. Mm. She said, "I just want you to show me how to do that." That was 3 years ago. This is a short period of time, mind you.
Yes.
She said, "Can you just show me?" My first 10K client, and the rest is history, as they say. Yeah. Because now people have watched me be successful in it. "Now, can you just show me? Obviously, you know something because I watch you do this." And so now I get to travel the world, now virtually more so than anything, and share with others how do they build their business from their kitchen table and do what they love, spend time with their family. One young lady just brought her husband home. Mm-hmm. He's working a hard job. She's like, "I just want to bring my husband home."
Yep.
Like, wow, that is amazing to me. So just those that are listening, just really take a step back and again and think about how can I serve others with something that I went through? Because it wasn't for them. It wasn't for you. It didn't happen to you. It actually happened for you.
All right. So if I'm going to interrupt this podcast for anything, it's going to be about chocolate. For real. You guys, I am obsessed with this product. If you want to eat decadent chocolate every day completely guilt-free, this is for you. So you can stop saying no to all of your favorite desserts and start enjoying food again. Cacao Bliss from Earth Echo Foods allows you to eat all of your chocolatey favorites while making a positive impact on your health. Let me tell you why. Cacao Bliss crushes cravings, promotes proper gut health, relieves stress, supports brain health and mental focus, helps sustain energy throughout the day, and even supports your weight loss goals. I used to drink coffee all of the time in the afternoon, and yes, I still love coffee, but I try to replace it with Cacao Bliss because it's the perfect blend of the world's most powerful superfoods. Peruvian cacao, turmeric, MCT oil, coconut, Himalayan sea salt, cinnamon, and black pepper. And it has more antioxidants than broccoli, blueberries, and even kale. Plus, enjoying this chocolatey goodness and getting all the superfood benefits is easier than ever. You can devour it in a thick, velvety hot chocolate. You can enjoy it in delicious chocolate smoothies, or you can spruce up your morning coffee, all guilt-free. Right now, Cacao Bliss creator Danette May is giving 15% off of this delicious and powerful superfood blend to our listeners. All you have to do is claim yours. You can just visit earthecofoods.com/low carb conversations. Then you can enter the code low carb in all caps. She'll send you your Cacao Bliss along with a digital recipe guide so you can start enjoying it right away. That is earthecofoods.com/low carb conversations. And you can enter the code low carb for 15% off. Let's talk about Indeed for hiring. Right now, I am growing a business and I can tell you that you are going to need a place if you're growing your business too, where you can find amazing candidates. So many of you, I would say over 50% of you are aspiring entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs with businesses and small businesses. And Indeed.com is the hiring site that can help you find quality candidates with Indeed's instant match. Indeed searches through the millions of resumes in their database to help show you great candidates instantly. And I know how important this is, having a business myself. If you want to grow, you have to find great people so you can do the part you really need faster, meeting and hiring great people. Unlike some hiring sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility, delivering a quality short list faster. With Indeed, there are no long-term contracts. You can pause your account at any time and you only pay for what you need. With Instant Match, you see a list of great candidates with zero wait. With Instant Match, you see a list of great candidates right away. And Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all the other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Want quality short list fast? You need Indeed. Right now, our listeners get a $75 credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/happy for free. This is Indeed's best offer available anywhere. Get a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/happy. Indeed.com/happy. Offer valid through March 31st. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so the moment that the woman came up and asked you about, show me how you built your business, this is that moment that I think is happening to people, but they miss it. Mm-hmm. So you weren't ready for that moment, right? You weren't like, hey, guess what? I've been totally game planning with my team and waiting for someone to ask me about this. You probably had nothing prepared, but you said yes to something and said, I'm going to freaking figure this out on the back end, and went home and scrambled to figure out how you were going to, I mean, I'm guessing that's how it was because that's how it's been for me my entire life. But can you tell me how that women can take these moments or open their perspective to start seeing these moments and what the transition of saying yes before you're ready looks like?
You know, if I could go back to that moment, I was looking at her with a deer in the headlight look. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about? Like, you want me to do what? And at that moment, I knew enough about my value. And it took me a minute. And so, like you said, I wasn't really prepared. I had an order form for some other stuff. And I was like, okay, yeah, my team, I asked them to bring up an order form, right? And I just wrote in there business consulting. And she's like, okay, how much is it? And she said, whatever it is, I'll pay. I said, okay, it's 10K. And I took it through a process. Didn't have anything lined up. But one thing I did know, I knew how to do it because I built a coaching business. I just hadn't shown anyone else how to build their business at that time. And then people start coming and she was getting success and she was doing this. And I've had people quit their jobs. They're doctors. They're already making six figures. Who quits their job? Because now they get the opportunity to spend time and have that freedom and actually do what they love. I keep going to that. And so at that moment, I almost missed it because I almost questioned, was I good enough?
Yeah.
Can I do this? Why me? Am I being punked? Somebody looking at chicken to make me think that I'm all of that. And but from that moment on, I realized that, wow, I have my hands on something. And for those people that are out there thinking, well, somebody else is already doing that. Mm. There is no competition. The only competition you have is you. Mm. There's no other competition because what you bring to the table is totally different from what someone else brings to the table that may be in the same industry. Yes, there are a lot of coaches and consultants and people that are out there, but no one can do it like you. More than anything. So that's the biggest thing. Think about what's in your hand. I always say that what's in your hand that you can create. The best thing about this, you get to create it however you like.
Mm-hmm. Oh man. Okay. So for the woman who is listening to this, and I can literally see all of them right now who are, you know, they have great businesses. Maybe they're on their way to, you know, six figures a year or maybe whatever that goal is in their head, but they're kind of like looking at that next level and feeling a bit either stuck or a bit freaked out over the next level, which by the way, you guys, I'm looking at you right now and you have next level behind your head on the wall, which is so cool. I've been talking about going to the next level right now, like all the time. It's kind of the topic that I'm like stuck on. So I'm like a little bit like, this is so funny for me today that you have that behind your head. That's all I can see. Yes. So for that person in kind of talking about how, when we think that we're stuck or when we think that we've reached that top of where we're at, what would you tell them? Like for you, when you've been in that place of like, oh God, here's the next level. Who do I need to be? And is it possible to get there? Like when you put out this, whether it's a number or this perception of who you have in your head, like there's this gap and it's so big. And sometimes the more levels, the more that you grow, sometimes the gap can feel bigger. Yes. So tell me how you close that gap.
Well, you know, it's very simple to me, I believe, and I'm going to kind of break this down, is you cannot go somewhere you've never been before. Mm. Like, you just can't. And when you want to go there, it could take you a very long time because you have to wrap your mind around, oh, can I do this? And you're over here dilly-dallying around, like, can I do it and all of that? And then your counterpart started at the same time and they have skyrocketed to the top. And you're like, wait a minute, what's wrong with me? And you start to question yourself. Mm. And for me, it was, I made it a point, and this is the number one thing I can share with everyone. Go find someone who has done what you desire to do. Why would you take forever to get to the top of the mountain when someone has a doggone ladder on the other side and you want to climb? I want to climb to the top. No, there's a ladder on the other side. Just go around. But that's cheating. No, it's being smart.
Yeah.
Because if you've never been there, you've never done that. And that's especially for those who's like, I want to get to my six figures. I'm almost there. I always say there's like a building stage. The building stage, I know there's something on the inside of me. There's this power. I can feel it. It's like bubbling. Laura, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
You can feel it. You can taste it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to a place of, okay, I can feel it and taste it, but how do I get there? For me, I went and sought out those coaches that I needed in my life. And I didn't understand about the coaching realm of things, but I've been a coach my whole life. We all have, right? If you think about athletes and things like that, the athlete, the LeBron James of the world, of course, my favorite basketball player, not Michael Jordan, but LeBron. Okay, we're going to go back and forth. And LeBron has 3 to 5 coaches helping him, not just a coach on the field, or excuse me, not on the field, but on the court. But he has a coach outside of that. He has people that are working with them. So if the LeBron James of the world and the Oprah Winfrey's of the world and the Steve Jobs and all those people had coaches along the way, what makes us so good that believe that we don't need them?
Mm-hmm.
And once I realized that, I said, okay, it's on. So I have 3 coaches at one time, and one of them, and I'll be very, and also I keep saying I'm going to be very transparent because that's just who I am. I said, I want to be a billionaire. I reached a goal. I want to be the first millionaire in my family. How can I be the first billionaire? And I know for someone thinking, well, it's not about money. Can I talk to them just for a second?
Please do. I would love this conversation.
Yes. Can I have a conversation for those who are saying in their mind, money is not everything? You're absolutely correct. However, it does make the world go round. And there's so many reasons why now it would be nice for us to be able to write a check to our favorite charity, to write a check to a family member, to write a check to, you know, the first responders. It would be nice if you could do that and not miss the money.
Yes.
And that's the reason why I say this is the opportunity for you to create that level of wealth that you really want. And it's not just, let me go buy this, let me get this house, but you can help others. I had to learn that along the way because I honestly thought when I started making that level of income, I'm going to shop till I drop. I shop less than I ever
I know.
Had.
Yes, same. I'm like, I actually just want to like click and buy online and very few things. And yeah, so true. But I felt the exact same way.
Hardy changes. It just does. You're like, because you know, you're in the world of lack and now you're in the world of overflow and abundance and all of those things. So it changes. And so really getting those people that are going to help you get there. And please don't be that chick, I say. Don't be that chick to think that your education is going to get you where you want to go. Whatever got you to where you are right now is not going to get you to where you really want to go. And if you think in that world of $350 billion has something to do with your education, I'm sorry. I call it surgeon's income without the hours and the responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. We're going to just rewind that part and play it again for everybody. That is like so a core message for me because I've been broke. And I can't help anyone.
Exactly.
And I've been not broke and been able to help a lot of people. And it's way cooler to be able to help a lot of people. And it feels so freaking good. So I love that. And also, I think it's so important for women, you know, just like you had said, to be removing that block. Like it's a very powerful thing when I hear you say that you want to be a billionaire. Because I'm like, wow, I do too. And I don't say it enough. But that just gave me so much power to be like, wow, what could we do with that? So thank you for even like just saying that is so powerful. I needed to hear that today. Awesome. Okay. So for the person, you know, who, what I want to talk about is kind of the new level, new devil,
okay.
How your fears have transformed currently and how they're, what they were and how they're now currently just fancier and showing up for you.
Oh my gosh, they show up. People are like, you seem fearless. You seem fearless. It's like, no, I have fears, but what I don't do is let my fears paralyze me. Because at the beginning, I think this took me a long time to do. Like, what are you talking about? You made $250,000 in a day. I said, but it took me that day, but it took me almost 90 days because I had to get my mind wrapped around.
Yes.
I can't do this. It's not going to work. And I thought about all the what ifs, you know, the things that we do that probably somebody's thinking right now. What if it doesn't work? And I start shifting those fears to really help me get to my next level and catapult me there. And it's like, okay, when the fear came, it gave me the indication I'm on the right path. because the new devil is not bothering those that are sitting still. He's not going to bother you. Why would he bother you? You're not moving. You're not doing anything. You're just comfortable where you are. He's not going to bother you, but he will bother the woman who, as soon as you start thinking just like that, I want to do this, things begin to happen. Mm. And they're normally to deter you from doing it. And so the fear shows up, he and all his friends doubt, neglect, all that, it shows up. But you have to really get to a place where you're like, you know what, this is supposed to happen. Mm. And every time, and even just the other day, there's some big things that I'm working on. I'm waiting on responses for, like TV and things like that. And I got nervous. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my gosh, people are going to find out about me. They're like, find out about what? You talk about everything. Like, oh yeah, you're right. Like, yeah, you're right. And so my mind was trying to play tricks on me and the fear started to set in. So it doesn't go away. You just learn how to handle it and channel it in a different way.
So good. So when you're, let's talk about that. When you're waiting, the waiting game.
Yes.
So we, first of all, it was hard enough to send the emails constantly, right? You're just like, here we go, like pray and spray. And just like, and like, then there's this waiting period of like, okay, I'm not the, my value doesn't fall in the answer that comes back, but I'm manifesting this. Please God, let this happen. I fully surrender. And how am I supposed to feel? Because now I'm scared. So am I pushing it away or do I have faith? What does faith feel like, God? Because I'm forgetting, because I'm scared. Like this whole, like that dance that I go through every single, like it doesn't go away, right? It's a dance of like, I'm freaked out. Okay, have faith, lean in. Ah, yes, God's taking it. And then it's like, oh my God, I'm scared. So can you talk about that? Like people forget, I think they don't think, like looking at you, I would never think that you'd be like at your house going, oh God, I wonder if that's going to come through. And that's right. Okay. You know, faith, all of these things. So can you tell me about that dance that you go through and how you keep leaning into faith?
I have worn out some shoes with that dance. You hear me? Like worn them out. And I would say faith and fear can't operate in the same body. Mm. It just can't. One is there and the other one can't be present. So you can't, you know, I have this conversation with women, especially about their faith, and especially for women of faith, because it seems to be this thing that I say we push on God or whoever our higher power is, and we put it there so we can take, have no responsibility. And I'm sorry, you have responsibility because this is your life. You get to pick and choose what you want. And just because you have, you know, your higher level of faith doesn't take away the responsibility that you have. Mm. And so I have this very candid and very open conversation, especially when I'm on stages and I do interviews. And I always talk to women of faith because we have this tendency, like you said, spray and pray or pray and spray or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
It's okay for you to pray. Absolutely. You're supposed to pray, but now you got to do some work.
Yes.
That is the biggest part. And so for me, I can't really explain what has happened because, can I tell you the truth? Sometimes I wonder, like, who is this woman you have become? Yes. Who? Where did you come from? And it's through the walk on this journey to know that I own my power. That's my biggest thing for 2019, 2020. I'm probably going to take that to my grave. I own it. Mm. And power for me stands for possibilities and the opportunities that are given to us. And the W is for wealth, worth, and well-being. Then you get to the E, is doing things in excellence, and R, my favorite, R, responsibility. Mm. We all have a responsibility to do the things we've been called to do. And many of us kind of turn a cheek like, oh, he's not talking to me. Yes, he is, because he gave it to you. We don't have these visions by ourselves.
Yes.
They happen and they're there for a reason.
Yes. I love talking about that. And I wish more people would talk about it, that if you're seeing it, that is not you coming up with something epic. That is like your, that is like a carrot from somewhere else to be like, let's get going. Like, let's get off your butt. And, you know, even how you were talking about, like, in the beginning, your motivations are going to be different. Like, I don't judge the carrot, right? Like, I'm sure different things got you motivated in the past. Yeah. Right down to like what you said, like in the beginning, I was like, you know what? I just want to be able to go buy the organic cottage cheese. Like that was motivating to me. And then it was like, I want to walk into a store and not look at a price tag. And then it was like, hey, I think I'd like to take care of, you know, my parents or maybe their car payment. It's like things really start changing. But I think some people, we talk a lot about whys. And there are people that I talk to in rooms who are like,
I don't know my why. I can't even get to my why because right now they feel like some of their needs aren't being met. Mm-hmm. So can you speak a little bit about like not necessarily judging not having your initial desire to want to be to feed, you know, maybe children on the other side of the planet or whatever that looks like, and to kind of like let that thing motivate you?
Yeah, and you know, because many of us are starting businesses because of different reasons. Some maybe, again, bring your spouse home, or you know you've been led to do this and maybe it wasn't initially about the money, and then you start making money. You're like, oh, this is real. This is better than a job, you know? And then, you know, the other reasons why for me, it was just to pay my bills. I only wanted to make $10,000 a month. It wasn't about feeding kids on the other side of the world. I was trying to feed my own.
Right? Totally.
And so it just really shifted because you start thinking about, like, why am I doing? I ask myself that all the time. Why am I doing that? And until I got to the real reason why is because I'm good at it. It's because I've been called to do this, because this is what I was created for. When you get to that place where you know, like, you have to breathe, this is like breathing to me.
Yes.
If I don't do this, I feel like I would die.
Yes.
And people are like, are you that serious? But I was like, yes, I am. I can go fight for my country. I can push out 3 babies. I can go, you know, do all these things. Surely I can help another woman build her business if she would just listen to the sound of my voice and I'll show her how it's done. Mm. Like, it seems that simple to me. And so you have to figure out what it is. And the biggest thing, Lori, to really answer that question is you have to be intentional. I truly believe that many women are not intentional about their lives. We're allowing things to happen. I felt guilty about that. I know I was wrong. I'm like, oh, whatever. Like, what? What is it that you want? You know, when I start thinking about what it is that I wanted, I begin to see it manifest right before my very eyes. Like, oh, where'd it come from? Well, I was just talking about it a few minutes ago and voila, here it is. It's like, okay, let's see if this works again. And I continue to do it. And so I would just kind of challenge everyone listening, be intentional about what you want. Know what it is you want. Just don't say, I want a business. Well, what kind of business do you want? What level of income? And this is a big one, if I may. For those that are out there in their business, I need you to really write down, how much money do you really want to make? The next question is, how many clients do you need to work with to get there? That's the part right there that many don't know. Well, I'm just working. Well, how many people do you want to serve this year? My goal, at the end of the year, will be at 1,000 women that I've helped get to their next level business, come home from their jobs, be on speaking platforms, write their book, be a coach. I call it a triple threat. That is the goal. We're almost there. And it blew my mind because it got there. It went so fast. Every year it was 500. This year it's 1,000. We're almost there. And one last thing, if I may, there's something that just popped up when you were saying something. What I realized that for the women and some men, but mostly women, do you realize that about 61% of women would rather talk about their death than money? They don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
And but you're in business. But if I ask you about what do you want to make? Oh, it's not important to me. Well, why are you in business? Make it a hobby. Go have an expensive hobby if you want. And so just think that's a hobby. I love it. It's like, are you building a business or are you building a hobby?
Totally.
Hobbies are free. Yeah, for sure.
Yes. You're like, there's no plan here. There's like no actual plan. And I think everything that you've said is so empowering around making sure you're intentional and making sure you have that goal and remembering, like, the more abundance you have, the more you can overflow that to whatever areas that you want. And I think it's, you know, once in a while we can get into a place, I can get into a place, I can be in a room with women who get into a place of like kind of feeling bad for wanting these like big goals. Mm-hmm. How do you support yourself around the big goals so that you never slip into like, oh, maybe I shouldn't like want that type of house, or maybe I shouldn't want to be a billionaire, or maybe I shouldn't want whatever that is.
That is so funny that you're asking. So this weekend I have an appointment to go look at this house. And I'll be honest, if I may share, it's 12,000 square feet. And the realtor, when she's been working with me for some months now, the first time she's like, may I ask? It's like, your kids are grown. You're not married. I don't see a dog or anything. So why do you want it? And I said, you know, I'm glad you asked. I have asked myself for years, what is it that I really want? Mm. And I always kept that number very small and comfortable for me because that's all I knew, right? And as a single woman, I knew when I started going looking at these houses here in Atlanta, Georgia, that people were like, well, what do you need this for? And I start thinking about not for me, but I start thinking about my clients. Mm. What could I do in this home? Yes, I have 3 kids. I'm thinking about my grandchildren, whenever they do come. My kids, you know, they're cool now, no kids. But it is just thinking about when they got married, they could come in a house. But I start thinking about my clients. I wanted to show my clients how this is done, not just the coaching piece. Hey, come on over. We're going to have a VIP day in my house. I want them to experience that. No one ever did it for me. And it's like, what would it be like if I could just meet someone who was doing this? Okay, Oprah's kind of like untouchable right now, but if I could be close to it to show them how it's done. And it wasn't to impress them. It was to impress up on them that you can have this too. You can lose everything. You can lose, you know, houses, cars, money, husbands, all of that. But then you can come out on the other side and knowing if you lost everything again, you could get it back. Mm-hmm. And so when you said house, it's like you get to do whatever you want. That the freedom of it, like, yeah, let's do this. And I always think about, well, how many clients do I need to do this? That's my new thing. And I taught the ladies that I work with, you want to do this? How many clients do you need? Dr. Sonia, you always say that. I said, because you're thinking about your business as a hobby. It is a business. I'm sure Mark Zuckerberg is thinking, so how do we get to X 100,000 people a minute on Facebook? What do we need to do? He's thinking about numbers, and so should we.
Yeah. Oh my. Yes. I should just like have this like buzzer that just like everyone claps and yells yes. So I love this because it's just going to say it again, especially as women, I think that we can be this thing where we're like, well, we should be thinking about how many people we can help and who we can shift. Yes. But in order for you to show up in a certain way or this new up-leveled way or this new expansive way, a lot of times I start with the number and I'm like, what number would make me show up as a totally different person? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, ooh, that one scares me to death. And we're going to go with that. And then I work backwards with pricing on how many people would that be? Am I able to like really root down and know that I'm worthy of that number and I'm going to show up for that value? Like I'm going to show up and be the person who can create that value, whatever that looks like. And then the ripple effect will be not only, I think when we expand into those bigger numbers, I think that is full on just like what you're going to do with this home that you're getting and is going to be freaking amazing, is going to show them that you chose something that was going to expand you and you were going to invite people into your expansion, which then will completely expand them. You know, I think that we all work in different ways like that, but I think that, you know, we are, even though we're obviously spiritual beings, I think we do live in a physical body. And I think the physical can be very expansive and motivating for us if we use it correctly, you know, as a tool for us to reach new levels. So I love that you shared that because I am currently in a similar state right now. and I'm just like, yes. And you know what? Even if we're making up the reasons, like even if these reasons are totally made up, they're making us become bigger and reach more people. So thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Okay. What is something that you wish more people asked you? What are people not asking that you wish they would get to a better question?
It is, can you help me? Honestly, right? Can you help me? And they ask it inadvertently though, but it is more just asking for help. Because this world that we live in, this is not just for me. This is not just like, I feel like I'm just figuring this out. Not really, but kind of. Like I have people, the Lisa Nichols of the world and the Les Browns and all these folks are years ahead of me. And then when you get compared to them, I'm like, where did they get that from? I just came out of the military. I'm like a baby in this. And it's because I decided whatever I do, I'm going to be the very best at it. Right. And knowing that, you know, you went through the journey and you have the model and the strategy and the structure. And I just, here, Lori, I'm just going to put it in your lap. I'll help you unwrap it. That's my biggest thing. I would really wish that more women would ask, can you help me? Like, hey, I give. Can you just, I've seen this happen. I've seen you do it. I trust. And they bet on themselves first, not betting on me. They bet on themselves and they invest in themselves. I think that's one of the biggest things of where do I invest in myself? And when I realized I needed to do that, I feel like at times, where do I need to go invest next? This is how I am. Like, I need to invest somewhere. And it's just sitting there. Where do I go invest my time, my money, and my energy that is really going to help me get to my next level. Whatever that next level is for you, you really need a partner to really help you walk that out and figure out what it is, because we don't know what we don't know. And it's costing us a lot.
Yes. Yes. Well, I have so loved every second of this conversation. Yeah. I could talk to you forever. I want to make sure that everybody can know how you can help them, because now they're like, great, I'm going to ask you the question. So how can you help them? Well, where can they find you, follow you? What are you working on right now?
Absolutely. So the biggest thing I'm working on now is a book, my third book, and it's called No More Damn Excuses. And it's for the woman. Exactly. For the woman entrepreneur and business owner, to help her have more confidence and guidance in her business, right? And so that you can follow me on all social media platforms at I Am Dr. Sonia with a J. And then those that really want, let me say this, Lori, I need to preface this right. Those that are serious about, they're really ready to stop standing on the sideline and watching people half as talented as they are rise to the top and do things that they wish they could do, but their confidence and their lack of guidance is stopping them from really getting there. Those are the women and men per se, but more so women that I really want to help, that you're tired of not doing it the way you want. And I say perfect, because this is not perfection. I am nowhere near perfect. But those women are tired of being perfect and they want progression. That is going to be more important than anything. Right. Yes. And so I guess I just need to send them to, they can go and have a conversation with me or my team at drsonia.com/apply. And they can just schedule a time for us to have about 45 minutes. So I can really pick your brain and see where you are to help you really build your coaching business. And more so of what's that message? I believe in speaking like you're speaking now. This is a great platform. There's so many women that can be doing the things that you do, but they just don't know how and where to start.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay, everybody. I'm going to put that in the show notes as well, so you can go and check it out. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you for giving us your time, all of your passion, all of your wisdom, all of your vulnerability and your story. And I'm super grateful that we connected. So you guys definitely go find her and follow her. And you know, one of the biggest gifts that we can give our guests is to let them know how they impacted you. So what I'm going to have you do is to upload your stories. You guys know I love to share your stories of you listening to the podcast. So I will have you tag Dr. Sonia. So can you say your Instagram handle one more time?
I am Dr. Sonia with a J. Okay. That's with a J. I am
okay.
Dr. Sonia.
Wonderful. So you're going to tag her. You're going to tag me and you're going to say what your biggest takeaway was, so that you can give her the gift of knowing that she gave you some major impact in your life. So you guys, we can't wait to see those stories. You guys know that I always share them. So until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.